Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The UN on Monday warned more than 750,000 people could flee fighting in Sudan, where gun battles and explosions again shook the capital in violation of the last truce agreed between warring generals. The chaos and bloodshed now in their third week have already sparked an exodus of tens of thousands of Sudanese to neighboring countries, including Egypt, Chad, and the Central African Republic. The U.S. State Department said Monday that government-facilitated convoys have successfully enabled groups of citizens, their family members, and nationals from partner countries to arrive safely in Port Sudan since Saturday.
From there, we have been assisting U.S. citizens and others who are eligible with onward travel to Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, where additional U.S. personnel are positioned to assist with consular and emergency services.
Deputy spokesperson Vedant Patel says the convoys have assisted over 700 people. Hundreds of people have been killed and thousands wounded over 16 days of battle since disputes between the Sudanese army and paramilitary rapid support forces. The White House estimates Russian casualties in Ukraine have gone up sharply in the past several months. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Since December,
we estimate that Russia has suffered more than 100,000 casualties, including over 20,000 killed in action.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says it's stunning.
It's three times the number of killed in action that the United States faced in the Guadalcanal campaign in World War II, and that was over the course of 5 months as well.
In November, the Pentagon estimated Russia had suffered well over 100,000 killed or wounded in the war's first 8 months.